You're listening to People Helping People, a live radio show on Daisy 1170 AM. Join us each and every week as we explore the many ways of making a difference, just by doing what you can. Know a friend who's in need of a service? Have a family member who's come upon hard times? Hopefully we can all help. It's about people helping people. Tuesdays at noon on Daisy 1170 AM. If you can help, or you know someone who needs help, call us now on the studio line 408-912-5565 to participate. That's 408-912-5565. You can also send an email to peoplehelping@klok1170am.com. If you prefer to leave a message, call 408-458-9478. That's 408-458-9478. All information is strictly confidential.
Welcome to People Helping People. My name is Greg, here with my co-host Larry.
It's good to be back.
Where have you been?
Now that your mic's on, say that again.
Oh.
It's good to be back.
Well, who shut it off?
It was an accident. I don't have control.
So I didn't want to.
Don't get on Franco. Leave the kid alone.
I'm not getting on Franco. I was getting on you.
As you see, I'm not on that side of the board, Larry. Visibly.
Oh, you got the bad mic, too. That's fine.
Yeah.
That thing falls on the table all the time.
In any case.
Better you than me.
Welcome. I'm going to skip right by you now. Franco, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good afternoon to you guys.
More importantly.
Nice to be back.
Guy who doesn't complain. It's good to be with you guys. I couldn't get that out.
So you can tell he's out of it, too. He's just starting to stutter.
No, actually, I was starting to tell you. I've been on this, like, workout regimen. And unfortunately, it's the beginning of this workout regimen. I have, like, 1 month of it before I get married.
Yes.
And I am decided I'm going to do this last minute. You know, the 23rd hour.
Yeah.
I decide, okay, I'm going to work out. And unfortunately, the first couple of days of workout involved squats, which, first of all, I hate them.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Remember when I played football back in the day, they used to make us do squats with weights, and I used to hate it.
Yeah.
And I made it a point to not do squats over the last, you know, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this workout regimen features squats.
Is this a video?
It's a video workout. What do they call those? Kettlebell workouts, right? It's weight. Like, I use a 25-pound kettle. It's heavy, but it's not, like, crazy heavy.
Right.
Anyway, because of that, today, walking is a chore. Like, everywhere I walk, it's a chore because my legs are so tight.
I was looking at you and saying, that guy kind of needs a walker.
I do. I really do.
That's why.
I feel like
stumbling around.
I feel like a 90-year-old man waking up with aches and pains, and it's because of the workout. So that's a whole other topic we could talk about.
Yes, we could.
Working out.
Yeah.
Because most people ignore the fact that they should work out. Mm. One day we should have a whole show on easy workouts for people that are too busy to work out. Right? I mean, these workouts that I'm doing are 30 minutes. 30 minutes is very achievable. It's not like you could find 30 minutes in your day. But if you ask me to do an hour or an hour and a half, it always feels like I don't really have many openings in my schedule except at night. And I don't want to do an hour workout at 8:30 at night.
It's not good. You know, then it affects your sleep pattern.
I've heard that.
Yeah, it does.
Get your heart rate up.
For about 3 hours. So I think at least 3 hours before you go to bed, you shouldn't have a workout after that or.
So you should allow yourself 3 hours to wind down?
Before you go to bed, after a workout, and an intense workout, you know.
Yeah, it was intense, and it's 30 minutes. So every day you do 30 minutes, and apparently after, you don't get to skip any days. It's not like you get
a rest. I was just going to say, so it is every day,
seven days
a week.
Yep,
whoa.
For a month. And if I do that, apparently there will be results.
Hmm.
And if I think I could stay with it a month. I'm not a big fan of working out, but I know it's important.
It's
do you guys work
you.
Out? Do you do it?
I used to. I procrastinate. I was
like
going to join the Y again, but I don't know. I am. I'm going to join the Y, but I used to work out.
Keep telling yourself that. Frank, what about you?
Yeah.
let's see. I walk pretty much every week, and every once in a while when I have time, I'll swim.
You will. Swimming is a great exercise.
Yes, you can
do. It's great for the back.
Yeah, because it works your whole body.
Right.
And it's got resistance, but it's a good resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Bicycling is good, too.
But
I like cycling, personally.
It's totally different, though. You're just working your legs pretty
much. No, not really. If you work out on the bikes, you do have the arm engagement, too, and upper body engagement, too.
What kind of bike riding are you talking about?
Some of those bikes where they move.
Oh,
I
thought you were just a street bike.
But it's also good cardio. It gets the heart
very
going,
good
too.
Cardio.
Yeah.
Oh,
so for
sure,
that alone, it's really good for us men.
Yeah, it is.
We got to look after our hearts. our big hearts.
I know.
Anyway, good to be with you guys.
Nice to be with you too.
Yeah, same here.
We have a show today. We're going to go over, it's almost Labor Day weekend, so there's a lot of things happening in the area. And I know we've had some of the best shows we have are when we do give out a lot of information on what's happening in the community, mostly because people don't take the time to necessarily seek out these events that are happening, and they want to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big call this year. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of it or if you've been reading the papers about... Does anybody read papers anymore? I don't know.
On and off.
In the newspapers and online, you'll read a lot about on September 11th this year, they're trying to make it into this huge push for people to take that day to give back and do good things for the community, whether it's donating clothes, whether it's donating your time, whether it's, you know, giving money to a charity that day, but using that day as a way of saying, okay, this was one of the worst days, 15-year anniversary, by the way.
In our history.
One of the worst days in the history of our country, so let's turn around and make it a day from here on, here forth, that we do great things for each other and give to each other. So they're making a big push for that. That's only, believe it or not, that's now, what, 12, 13 days away. 9/11 is coming up.
It is.
It's 2 weeks.
Thursday's the first.
Yeah, so 2 weeks from, I think, Thursday or something, maybe Friday. So anyway, so there's a lot happening. We're going to go over that. We do like to always chat about some other things that are topical or things that have come up during the week. And I obviously will open it up to you guys as well. If there's anything specific you wanted to chat about, I'll give you a moment to think about that. But I will say my newest obsession is this show that I started watching a few months back, actually a few weeks back, called Born This Way. I think I brought it up on the show once before.
I think you did.
It's a show about six or seven kids that are born with Down syndrome, and they basically follow their lives and some of the challenges that the families have and the parents, but also give you a good keen insight as to how they operate and how they are just like everyone else, and how really we can learn from them and how they are and how genuine they are. This show has blown my mind. It's one of the few times I watch TV each week where I leave it feeling like I've learned something and come away with something as a come away as a better person because of it. Last week's episode, there's two particular characters on the show, two kids in the show. I would say they're probably in their early 20s. And they both are anxious to move out of their parents' house. And the parents, you know, bless them, such good people, all of them. They are like a their own little community,
Down syndrome parents,
because they understand the challenges and they understand what they're going to have this child with them in their home most likely for the rest of their lives, and how to manage letting them have their own life and how to let them be their own person, but still understanding that the capacity is certainly a smaller capacity than, you know, just anyone else. We have a call. Oh, all right.
Yep.
Anything specific?
This person actually has a topic.
Okay. Who is this? Do you have a name?
I don't think so.
No worries. Go ahead. Put them on.
All right.
You're on People Helping People. What's your name?
I'm Perry.
How's it going? Nice to have you.
Fine.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Yes. I wanted to bring one subject to your attention. I hope, I don't know if somebody cares. You know about Second Harvest Food Bank, right?
We do. I've heard about it, but tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. So my question was, you know, Second Harvest Food Bank, they give food for people who are needy or people who don't have the purchasing power to food.
Okay.
But I think this one, it should be extended, or you should have more concentration for Second Harvest Food Bank for people who are disabled, people who have a disability so that they cannot go to work, or either it is because of eyes or cardiovascular, neurovascular, or old age. So they should be the first persons to get help compared to people who have good hands, good legs. They should try to work. And right now, if you consider San Jose City, there is a huge demand for safety and security. You know, there is too much of burglaries and police staff is not there. There is an emergency in San Jose. People who are strong-bodied, people who have gun licenses, people who want to do good for the community, they should join as police officers, the young people, and make San Jose City and Santa Clara County more safe.
I was just looking here. Second Harvest Food Bank serves Santa Clara and San Mateo counties. SHFB.org is the website. You can donate, you can volunteer, or you can get food on this. I saw here it says 1 in 10 people in Santa Clara and San Mateo counties receive food from Second Harvest. That's a lot of people being serviced by them.
That is. That's huge.
So are you part of it? Do you work with Second Harvest?
Yes. No, I'm not a part of it. But what my goal on, if you can study Second Harvest Food Bank, and the Second Harvest Food Bank, all the food donation, the first priority should be for people who are disabled, people who cannot go to work, people who don't have food, hunger, and the kids. Kids also need food. So, but people in Second Harvest Food Bank who are able, who can go to work, the San Jose City and County should take them out of the food receiving issue, and they can give some small jobs like safety and security, and a lot of things can be done.
Yes.
And so that more food can be diverted to disabled people. That is the point I think you should discuss in details in the next 4-10 weeks or in the coming weeks.
Well, I will reach out to Second Harvest Food Bank and see if one of their volunteers or one of the people in the organization can come on the air with us to talk about it. It says here it's one of the largest food banks in the nation.
Wow.
And they serve 250,000 people every month. And they're trying to grow. They're pursuing efforts to increase access to food resources. It seeks to feed an additional 100,000 hungry people each month. That's a lot of people.
So, and that's here locally?
This is all Santa Clara and San Mateo counties.
That's huge.
And I'm assuming it seems pretty easy to donate your time right through the website. Would you say it's a relatively easy process? Oh, we lost him. Okay, good. He left. Not good, but I didn't mean it like that. I just meant like it wasn't us.
I can
fault.
Tell he's been out of.
I was no. I was asking him if he was aware how easy. But it looks here on the site. There's three tabs. One says volunteer, one says donate, and one says get food. And when you go to the website, you're either doing one of those three things. But if you want to find out more about employment or about the organization, it's great. So SHFB.org is the website, Second Harvest Food Bank.
And thanks for your call. We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I thought that was a very good point.
Yeah. And frankly, I would love to get in touch with them now that I know about them and see if we can get one of their volunteers on the line to talk
about
it.
So I've never heard it approached that way, though. I've never thought of it that way.
Of which way?
What he was talking about for disabled people,
correct, yeah.
Because when you think in terms of people that can go out and actually fend for themselves,
mm-hmm.
Whereas a lot of your disabled people cannot.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. So I think it's something worthwhile talking about.
Absolutely. I appreciate that call.
And, definitely.
This is an open today, especially.
Too bad we got cut off. It was very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Today's an open forum if you have anything you want to talk about, much like that. Last caller, 408-912-5565. We're going to do these events, and in between those, we could talk a little bit. So feel free to call in if you have anything you wanted to discuss.
Yeah, any topic at all.
Even just to start a conversation on the air, 408-912-5565. I finished my thought about Born This Way. The show itself, these two kids are getting ready to move out. Their parents don't want to hold them back because, as you know, with Downs, they're perfectly capable in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they
There's
are.
Certain capacities, though.
Yeah.
There's certain incapacities, I should say, that where they just can't seem to get beyond a certain level of intelligence, if you will.
Mm.
And in a lot of those cases, it's more just about taking care of themselves and what they've come, you know, they have to be taught.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of ways, these parents want to send their Downs children out to live life, but they're, you know, hesitant and afraid. And these two kids go and they decide they're going to put them together so they can live with each other, and they're good friends. And they are going to monitor it to see how they handle living on their own for a month.
Couple
or two.
Of guys, guy and a girl?
Two guys, yeah.
Okay.
And when I tell you, it was, first of all, it was adorable because watching them and how they want to get out. And yet when they get out, you can see the fear and what they do when they get into that mode of being defensive and fearful,
sure.
they tend to be sometimes like very blunt. And I feel like it's something we could all learn from, because they're so genuine, these yeah. children. They're so real. There's no pretense whatsoever. They say what's on their mind mm-hmm. in the nicest way. There's no passive aggressiveness. There's no being really rude. It's rude. It's more because they're just real.
Yeah.
And their conversations, their parents are so funny. They were moving into this house and the parents are really distraught. You know, it's our son and we're letting him out for the first time and we're really crying in the interviews. And then they go ask the kid and they're like, you're going to miss us. And the kids would be like, no, not at all. Like, I'm not going to miss you at all, Mom. Like, I'm not. Boy. And it's funny because the parents are like, what do you mean? They're like laughing about it.
Yeah.
But you know, it has to hurt them a little bit. And they're like, no, we're going to be fine. Like, I'm looking forward to getting away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the parents are sad and crying. And then the minute the parents are gone, they get worried and they get concerned that I've never lived without my parents. I don't know how to even do this or that. Mm-hmm. And then they start to long for their parents again. You know, they want them back.
But that happens to all of us. And we're all the same way.
It's just sort of like funny. Presented in a different way.
Sure, yeah.
But I really can't. It's on TLC. I can't recommend this enough. It really does give you an interesting perspective, not only on special needs and on Downs, but also just on life and how sometimes we complicate things.
Right.
And seeing that and seeing those types of personalities, these lovable humans and how genuine they are, you really can learn something, I think. Yeah. I know I came away with it learning something. And it's something I want to open up. If you're a parent of a child with special needs or specifically Downs syndrome, and you want to add to the conversation, I'd be more than curious to hear some of your take on this.
You and I were talking earlier this morning before the show, and I had mentioned something I see on Facebook all the time. It's called The Mighty.
Okay, yeah.
You want to check that out and see if you can find it and Google it and
Tell us what you know about
Well, I mean, it's usually what it is it's talking about, I've seen it when they're talking about Downs, and just like the show you just brought up, it's all real things, you know, parents, how parents interact with their kids, how the kids interact with other kids with Down or without Down. It's just real life. And they have a lot of fantastic articles, almost every day.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah, Facebook.
So it's themighty.com.
That's it, yeah.
And it's stories about Down syndrome, people living with or affected by Down syndrome and what life looks like for an individual who develops a bit slower, has unique physical and mental abilities. Yeah. This looks great, by the way. A love letter to my sister in spirit with Down syndrome, to my son with Down syndrome as you start kindergarten.
And I saw that one this morning. It was cute. It was adorable.
And it's really a very simple website.
Yeah.
But you can create an account there, too. 3,000 contributors. And 100 million readers, give you an idea.
Pretty huge.
Yeah, a lot of people contributing. That looks like a great website, actually. Yeah, themighty.com.
Yeah. Worthwhile. Check into that.
So, I would love to hear more from some of our listeners or anyone who has experience in dealing with Down syndrome. We've had shows on that in the past, topics.
Yeah, we have.
And because of that, it opened my eyes and taught me a lot about mental illness in general, but also about Down syndrome and some of what I guess I didn't understand for many years. I thought I understood it, but didn't necessarily. Once learning more about it, I realized I didn't know everything.
Yeah, typically Down, they live to be. My friend, I think she died when she was 53.
Okay.
But they can live a lot longer than that. So and they are now because of technology, thank God. But it's really awesome to see an adult that's totally functional out in society and working. And my friend was, and then she retired from that because she started to get Alzheimer's. I think is what happened to her.
Okay.
And then she passed.
Well, that's one of the issues I think I see in the show the parents worry about sometimes is you'll see the parents of some of these children who the kids are now getting to their 20s, 25 or so, and the parents are now getting closer to, retirement, 60, 65.
Yeah.
And their concern is what happens when I'm gone and they don't have anybody. And I want to train them because they are capable in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they are.
I want to train them to be able to handle it themselves and be around people who might be able to help them, work with people that can help get them. And that is certainly an eye-opener for me. When you see a parent with a special needs child and you see the amount of stress – on them and the amount of pressure for them. You know, they don't get the free time that a typical parent gets after a child starts high school, say, where you could start to have your own life, or when they leave the house. Those children generally aren't leaving the house. And if they are, there needs to be some sort of arrangement.
Yeah, you know? And it takes them a little bit longer to get out.
Yeah, it can be tough. So even the parents' perspective, I think, is important for parents to share with one another. And I think this show has shown that the parents from these children have now become close friends.
Yeah.
And they even say, like, it's a special club we're in.
And it's a community.
It is.
Community.
Because there's the certain things that some of us would just not, simply wouldn't be able to understand because of what they go through.
Yeah.
But it's not a curse, you know? And they make it very clear that these, you know, we're blessed to have these children. And we're blessed. It's just different for us.
Yeah, and you know, of course, that I had two very special women in my life.
Yes.
I had one was a girl I was dating with a daughter, and the other is a good friend of mine that had her. She's the one that just passed away not too long ago. Her sister had Down.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm very, you know, that issue is very personal to me.
Yeah.
And for a lot of different reasons. But you were talking about the mom. She was a single mom. She had two daughters. And one has Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just phenomenal to see the interaction between the two sisters, the siblings, and then the mom and how she dealt with the girl. It was just phenomenal.
And sometimes the siblings can be very protective as well.
Yeah.
Which is something I've seen.
It was sweet to see it.
It's one of those things, too, where, like on the show, the siblings of some of these kids, you sense that they try to treat them as normal as they possibly can,
yes.
But they do get very, very defensive of their sibling.
They do.
Even younger siblings, like who are younger than the child with Down syndrome, you'll see it.
Exactly.
And I find the parents to be, I'm learning a lot from the parents, especially the patience that it really requires.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's why I admired this woman so much. I mean, she just a very loving person and very, very, very strong, very strong woman.
Yeah.
I respected the hell out of her.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
The show, as I was watching it last week, my fiance and I watch it. It's our favorite thing to watch. And it's typically reality shows can be a little much, and I always think they're fixed.
Drama.
Not with this particular show.
Uh-huh.
And in this show, they, you know, as we're watching it, I find myself laughing out loud just at some of the things because they're so real and genuine, and and the joy they get out of life is crazy.
Yeah,
it's like, why can't we all learn from this?
Yeah.
Just simplify our lives sometimes. Sometimes we're all so complex.
Yes.
To a fault.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we always have to be complex and we always have to be so highbrow about some things. And like when you see how some of these Down's children are operating, they wipe away all the pretense.
Yeah, they do.
And it becomes very, very real. And I love that. I feel like we could all watch and learn.
Very genuine.
Yeah.
Very genuine.
So anyway, if you want to chat about that, we're more than willing to open the forum to you. And we can, at any time in the show, if you have a free moment, 408-912-5565, or it could be another topic as well. Let's open the conversation so that way we know where you want to focus it and we can go ahead and find the guests to accommodate your wishes. So, but in the meantime, we have a lot of things going on. We had Franco's been put to hard work, as he always is. We work him to the bone, this one. But he always comes through for us, though. So, Franco, I guess we got some stuff coming up.
Yes, I have a list here of some really interesting events.
Let's see what we got, baby.
All right.
Santa Cruz.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of Santa Cruz.
See?
That's a starter.
Hey,
wow.
How prophetic is that?
Yep, here you go.
Yeah.
Bonsai classes. This is happening it's back. Saturday, September 11th. Or no, that's Sunday. I think that's a Sunday.
September 11th is a Sunday?
I believe it. Yeah, it's actually a Sunday.
Okay, it's good to know. I was getting that wrong before. I said Thursday or Friday. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. All right, so Sunday, September 11th from 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. is the you have the bonsai classes. It says here that you will study not only tree-specific information, but how to apply these techniques. You can apply techniques for proper tree growth, and then you'll start with trees in training and work your way to trees that you can put in a show. If you want more information about these workshops for these bonsai classes, you can call this number 877-610-9038. These are the bonsai classes in Santa Cruz, and you can call that number for more information. And there you go.
You ever see those places that do like pottery? Like you can make like pottery or something. It's like $30 and you go and work on it. You make your own design, plates or whatever.
Yeah.
They say it's almost very, very...
therapeutic?
Therapeutic, thank you. Yeah, to do those things because it puts you in a mindset where you're not focusing on anything else. You know,
true, yeah.
I would imagine the bonsai trees would be very similar, almost like a therapy session.
I think you're right. I have a friend that's really involved in that, and I think that he goes to classes. It's not close to his home either. It's like an hour away. Once or twice a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
An all-day thing.
Yeah, it's like making wine or whatever. You know, there's like these things where it sort of takes the whole day, but it's very rewarding at the end. You know, you feel real good about it. That's awesome. Mm. Continuing.
All right, so the next class, the next workshop is Nitha Kiria. I think that's how you pronounce that.
Nitha Kiria?
Yes. This is on. This is going to happen on September 4th, Sunday, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. This is going to be at the Nithayanda Vedic Temple Bay Area. That's in Milpitas. You can join this workshop every Sunday for an exclusive free workshop with powerful holistic breathing techniques for care and cure of various illnesses and health issues. This includes diabetes, hypertension, arthritis, depression, etc., etc. It's free. If you want more information about this, you can call this number, 408-634-3978, or you can go to VedicTempleBayArea.org.
Well, I'm looking at this. The 4th is this Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday.
It's a long weekend this weekend.
Yeah.
Memorial Day. So you could take one of those days and
breathe.
And breathe.
There you go.
Is that good call. Larry.
That's good for your health.
It is good for you. It's a day for yourself.
I mean, just the fact that you breathe. I don't think you could live without it.
It's a very important part of life.
I think so.
Is breathing. But that's cool. So that's Sunday. And I know over in Milpitas, I've been to that temple. I've been there. It's a beautiful place. So the Vedic temple there. So this Sunday, we'll have to hope that people know to stop in. Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. It's the long weekend. They might as well.
You guys got anything going on for the week? Oh, we got a call there. We should see who this is.
All right.
Go live. Yeah.
Yep.
Hello, you're on People Helping People. What's up?
Good afternoon.
Yes, fine. Good afternoon. I have just a question and a comment also on your program.
Sure.
Yes, so I have experienced, you know, there are several deaf and dumb people. They also, I have seen, they have been working in the Silicon Valley, and they're using Apple iPads and other things, and the companies are able to employ them. So if you can bring up a program of deaf and dumb people, how they can be a good worker. And I think Apple and Google, these are multi-billion dollar corporations, the good work you can do, you can reach out to these corporations.
Hmm.
And they will have millions of dollars on corporate social responsibility funds are available for you and for all the county people.
That's very interesting. And do you work specifically, or do you have someone close to you that might be deaf and dumb? Or no? Oh, you lost them?
Yeah, I think.
Are you there?
Are you there, sir?
I think we lost them.
Yeah.
I'm very curious about that because I know that there are many businesses in the Bay Area that do employ. People with special needs
and
disabilities. Yep. And I know Apple has been investing quite a bit in that.
I didn't know that.
But I would love to find out a little bit more about, I'm sorry we lost our caller there, to find out exactly what channels he goes through to find this info out. Because we did try to reach out to somebody from Apple months ago in regards to this, but we couldn't get directed to the right person who was in charge. And maybe there simply isn't somebody in charge. But I would love, we definitely should look into that. If you want to take a little note there, Lar.
Yeah.
We could talk about how
I can't read my writing. I'll take a mental
those notice. With some disabilities are integrated into some of these big tech companies. Because obviously they have capabilities that are going to be of use to.
Well, they do.
Yeah. I mean, just if it doesn't involve hearing, there's plenty they can do on a computer and so on. You know?
Exactly. I mean, if you go to the market or department stores or anything like that, you see a lot of times you'll see people with disabilities working there.
Yeah. And there are companies, and this is what I guess we should look into. There are companies that actually have that promote that they have people that help get them ready and groom them so they're able to almost like a somebody who trains these special needs or people with disabilities, trains them so that they are capable of working in a department store or a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good thought. And I think maybe, like you just said, I won't forget, by the way, try and contact some of these companies, you know, the Silicon Valley companies.
Yeah.
And see if they haven't gotten anything.
All right, same caller's back on. We had lost him. Hello there. What is your name, by the way?
Yes, my name is Perry, and all the companies like Google, Apple, they have a separate division called Corporate Social Responsibility Director, CSR Director.
CSR, okay.
So these are the people whom you should be in contact with, okay. And you have to tell them what you're doing and what you want to do. Good. On this dyslexia or Down syndrome. And the pharmaceutical companies who are making medicines for these disabled people, they can also help you to bring funds to the city or to the county. And 25% of San Jose's population is Vietnamese American, and there is a huge need for mentally handicapped people services.
Okay. And how does that correlate to the Vietnamese?
Yes, because 25% of the population of San Jose is Vietnamese American. And there is a huge need from the county and San Jose City. They are not able to provide good services to mentally handicapped people. And if you can reach out to the county, they may be able to take your help.
That's great information. We appreciate you calling with that, because we will definitely reach out. Specifically, as I was saying, when we lost you, we had reached out. We had been in contact with somebody from Apple about something almost exactly what we're talking about now. And it never really went. They weren't able to put us with the right people to get somebody on the show. But at least now I have a more direct path to get there. So we really appreciate that. Thank you for setting us up.
Yeah, and Apple's not the only one.
Yeah.
There's tons of them here.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, thank you for the call. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, very good call.
But also, I think there are a lot of organizations sort of like prep for, you know, people who need the help to prep them to be able to go out and work full-time jobs. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you mentioned, I know Walmart does it a lot too. They'll have people greet you, and special needs people greeting you when you walk in to the store.
Right.
It happened the other day at Home Goods. They had somebody there who was, I think they might have been, I'm pretty sure they were special needs, and they were just so pleasant. We walked in, hey, how are you? You know, greeting us, and they loved what they were doing. You could tell they took pride in what they were doing, even to the point where they actually were trying to be like, you should look, because they have, look at this sale over here. And they came over and showed us a couple, because we were looking at a certain area where they had like candles and stuff, and he's like, there's a 20% off, and I'm like, this is somebody who takes pride in what they're doing.
Sure.
But they had somebody with them that was sort of helping them, being like, well, this, you don't want to overdo it, you don't want to go in and chase them around the store. And I was like, no, it's okay, you know. but there are people that are sort of like halfway help, if you will, to help integrate them into some of these jobs. So we got to get in touch with some of those as well.
Yeah, so many good things out there happening. I mean, we always talk about the hard things that are hard to talk about. But this is a good thing.
It is a lot of good things.
Yeah, this is a really good thing. So if we can get involved that way, it would be fantastic. And so we'll see how we can contact some of these companies and
see what
they got going on.
All of your points are noted, and we'll use them to our advantage. Go ahead, Frank. We'll see what else we got going on.
All right, let's see here. Next is the Backyard Compositing Workshop. This is happening on Sunday, September 11th. This is going to be at the Self-Sufficient Life place in Palo Alto. For this workshop, you'll be learning many different techniques and styles of compositing, including the following: hot compositing from scratch, verme compositing, that's like using worms to break down organic material and food scraps to create compost.
Interesting.
Yes, and bokashi, which is a Japanese method for compositing. It's $25 per person. And if you want more information about this workshop, just Google Backyard Compositing Workshop. This is at the Self-Sufficient Life in Palo Alto, happening this Sunday, morning.
I've got one of those. Somewhere.
You do?
Yes, sir, I do.
How so?
I got a compost pile.
You do?
Yes.
I never knew that.
Well, I never share it.
Do you put like all your, because my future father-in-law does that. He has a compost right next to his sink. Sometimes it gets a little funky.
No. It's out in the yard. It's leaves, you know, and then you throw coffee grounds, Anything that's not like, cooked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of like eggshells,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. All that stuff. And the worms, they come naturally.
Yeah.
And then they just break it down and everything. It's pretty good.
Does it work well for you?
What do you mean?
Does the process make me grow?
Well?
Yeah, does anything grow?
Well, look at me.
I know.
How do I look?
And that's my point, so I'm worried about it.
Okay, well, it didn't work on me, but it does work on vegetables.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it does work for you.
Yes. Okay. Well, in that way.
All right.
Yeah.
Coffee grinds, I mean.
Grounds. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it not grinds?
Coffee grounds.
It's not called coffee,
Is ground. Yeah. It's coffee grounds.
It's ground before you put it in, and then it becomes coffee grinds.
Grounds.
Really? Come on.
Look it up.
I'm going to have Franco look it up.
Coffee grounds.
It's not. If you're saying the grinds, you grind coffee.
Yes.
It becomes ground coffee.
Absolutely.
But doesn't, when you refer to it, do you call it coffee? I've never heard anybody call it coffee grounds.
Coffee grounds.
Grinds. Look at there. It was. Which is correct? Coffee grinds or coffee grounds? What does it say?
Let's see. When we talk about the substance left over after the brewing process, should we refer to it as coffee grinds or coffee grounds? And this is someone who asked this. And let's see here. Here's a person who answered. Here's how I see it. You grind beans. When you grind the beans, you can adjust the grind. That is to say, the grind is the process of grinding. The grounds are what you get after grinding.
Ha! Hmm. Okay.
There you have it.
And see, I'm looking down further. That was one answer, by the way. The other one is I've seen people refer to it grinds as what comes. I guess it really is a matter of who you are.
Not really.
For some people that are a little off, they call it grounds. What do you call it, Frank?
It's grounds.
I just refer to it as coffee.
You don't say the grinds of coffee or the coffee grinds?
Yeah, I don't care about terminology.
I don't either, but that's grounds for a future argument.
It's grounds for. It's not grounds for a future argument.
That's right.
It's grounds for one, not grinds for one. I'd like to ask 10 people and see if 10 people, if out of those 10 people, who which of us wins. Because I'm pretty sure that most people I know call it grinds, too. You're the first.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But that's because you're from Jersey.
That's true. East Coast.
Yeah.
There is a difference, by the way.
There's West Coast right and East Coast wrong.
Do you know that mayonnaise, you guys have Best Foods mayonnaise out here?
Yes.
It's called Hellman's. And there's even a whole jingle campaign that like I grew up with. Bring out the Hellman's and bring out the best.
What?
It is like a well-known thing.
They stole it from...
You can't use Hellman's mayo, anything but Hellman's mayo. Out here, the same exact mayo, same
Best
ingredients
Foods.
And everything. It's called Best Foods. Everything east of Colorado is Hellman's. But here, when they changed the name many years ago, like in the 1920s, mm-hmm. people here never accepted the name change, and they kept it, and they stood with it here. So
now
it's still Best Foods, even though everywhere else in the world...
Well, it shows Hellman's. You Best Foods is best.
Yeah,
I guess
so.
Because we're from the West. Hey!
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man.
It's definitely a little different.
It's good
here.
To be back.
Yeah.
Especially when we can like rag on it.
At least that's what you think.
God, I love it.
Anyhow, continue, Franco.
All right.
Now that I'm done with my mayonnaise rant.
Now I want mayonnaise.
I know, me too. On a sandwich, of course.
I'd rather have grounds.
Yeah, of course. All right, so coming up next, let's see. This is the Herbal Foundation Certification Program happening on September 15th. It's a Thursday. 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. This is at the Ohlone Herbal Center in Berkeley. Yeah. Information about this particular program. In this 9-month, 300-hour program, it's ongoing. You will gain an in-depth understanding of the complex functions and healing nature of local plants through theoretical learning, herb gathering, sampling, and medicine making.
Huh.
Yeah, very interesting. You will create your own medicines, learning how to craft extracts from multiple solutions, as well as creating creams and lotions, et cetera, et cetera. You can visit the website, ohlonecenter.org, for more details on the program. And yeah, this is for the Herbal Foundation Certification Program at the Ohlone Herbal Center in Berkeley on Thursday, September 15th.
That's a little crazy. I didn't know it was possible to go somewhere and learn how to make your own medicine. Is that a good thing?
It is a good thing. Came from Berkeley, so.
Well, a lot of good things happen in Berkeley. Great town.
Yeah.
But
cool town.
I feel like it's crazy to teach people how to make their own medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't mean you should be foregoing the doctor because you know how to make
never do that.
Your own concoction. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I trust myself. I was never good in chemistry. So I'd be afraid that even if I learn it and I memorize it, then when I go to make it, I'll get the balances all wrong. And we all know if you're slightly off with your chemistry, it can be disastrous.
Yes.
So I'd be afraid of what I'd come up with.
That's right. I would be too.
Very interesting, though. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it really caught my eye when I saw this, you know, looking for events.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Really nice.
So if you go and you are one of those people who do go and figure that out, 300 hours of training, I guess you do get quite a bit of training.
That's a lot of training.
Over 9 months.
Damn.
That's I really don't not good at math, but I guess if you, 9 months would be about like, you know, an hour every week, maybe an hour a month, actually. No, I'm sorry, an hour a week it would be, right? 4 months. I don't know. No, it's way more than that. A few hours a day.
Wow, you're off.
As you can see.
Man,
I'm just trying to think, 9 months is a long time. So over 9 months, I would imagine it's only going to be a couple days a week. No one can do it full time. So anyway, very interesting. I would like to learn more about that. And I might just do that after we finish the show. I might look into it just because I'm curious.
Make your own medicine.
Just to see how that works.
You have time.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, go ahead, Frank.
All right. Let's see you coming up next. Well, we were talking about exercising and walking. So here's one for you. This is the Nature Walk for Health happening on Saturday, September 3rd. At 10:30 a.m. at the Don Edwards Wildlife Refuge in Fremont. So you can take a break from your busy schedule and refresh your spirit with nature at the refuge. We'll warm up with some stretches and then take a guided nature walk on the Tidelands Trail to hear what makes this National Wildlife Refuge unique. So if you want more information about this, just search up Nature Walk for Health at the Don Edwards Wildlife Refuge in Fremont. I may just have to venture in on this.
Yeah, Nate, that sounds very cool, actually. And it's on Saturday. So people, if you do have a long weekend, you're looking for things to do. I know myself, I always think on like a three-day weekend, like I want to do something.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hiking. I want to go to a park, you know, a state park. I want to go to the beach, something. And sometimes the way I like to go is where there's the least amount of crowd. So I think that sounds very interesting. Sounds like you can kind of get in your own space and do that.
You ever go to Muir Woods?
To where?
Muir.
Where is that?
M-U-I-R. It's north of San Francisco across the bay.
I've never been there, no.
Across the bridge there. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
And is it just a nature walk kind of thing or
a
hike?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's, let's see, just after you cross the bridge, maybe a couple of miles.
Okay.
Maybe 3 miles or so.
So it's Santa Rosa County?
Is that what it is?
I guess so, yeah. It's funny.
Or is it Marin County? I don't know.
I think it's Santa Rosa, but I could be wrong.
I know Muir Woods.
Jeff Hovick, who works with us here, was telling me about how he went on all last week and all state parks were free. Free admission.
That's right.
Yes, right.
That's right.
I forget the name of the one he went to, but he was telling me like they were walking through like caves. And I would love to do that. I didn't know we even had anything like that. I know like Yosemite and all these other Redwoods. This was California. He said it was right above Monterey. So it's like between Monterey and Santa Cruz where he went for this. I think he said it was above Monterey. He said he had to drive past Hollister. So like 15 minutes past Hollister.
Okay, and then head towards
the coast. He mentioned this park and he said it was fantastic. I got to get the name of it. But it's, again, something to do. And if you're learning something at the same time, it's a plus.
We have a lot of cool things up here.
We do.
Just right outside the city is totally.
When people tell me about what it's like living in, they're like, "What is it like living there?" I'm like, "You never have to leave the state.
No.
And literally, you could do something different every weekend and never run out of things to do.
And you're not that far from anything, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even like Tahoe.
Yeah, skiing.
Your skiing is
four and a half hours from here to Tahoe, something like that.
The beach, the mountains, the desert.
Everything.
You know, caves and,
yeah,
you know, you have a little bit of everything. The city, it's pretty wild.
A lot of untapped things that we haven't even touched on.
Yeah, exactly.
Really.
Anyway, go ahead, Franco.
All right, let's see. The next one, this actually caught my eye. This is the All About Asthma Child Care Providers Workshop happening on Tuesday, September 6th at 6:30 p.m. This is on Twin Dolphin Drive in Redwood City. The All About Asthma Child Care Providers Workshop helps you learn how to administer nebulized medications, keep a log and record of usage, keep nebulizer clean, et cetera, et cetera. This workshop will basically provide you with the skills and information you need to provide a safe, healthy, and supportive child care environment for all children with or and with and without asthma. So if you want more information about this, this is you can look this up. This is the All About Asthma Child Care Providers. I believe they have an event on Facebook. Mm-hmm. This is happening on Tuesday, September 6th at 6:30 p.m. located at 330 Twin Dolphin Drive in Redwood City.
That's close to home for you.
Very close to home.
Yeah. You have asthma, right?
Yes.
Some form. Yeah, there's different levels, I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, mine was adult. You know, it came on as an adult. But childhood asthma, most of the time, they grow out of it, fortunately.
Is that right?
Yes.
And
mine was environmental.
It didn't happen when you were a kid. I would be curious to how much, how much
you make it
work
hard
it
for
requires.
Me to breathe as I think about it.
Is that what happens? You think about it, and then it becomes hard to breathe?
No, but I mean, not really, but I caught my breath. It's really, I mean, it's hard to describe, but when I went and I got diagnosed with asthma when I was in my 20s, the doctor had told my wife, who was with me, that you literally have more than 30% less oxygen to your brain. Than if you didn't have
it. Did you feel like you were having a hard time breathing or feel like you were having a heart attack?
No, I felt like I was having a hard time breathing.
Mm-hmm. So, like it was difficult getting lost.
Very. And so to put it simply, you know, just in layman's terms, if you take like a towel mm-hmm. and you put it over your mouth and mm-hmm. your nose.
And you start breathing.
And you start breathing through it. That's how it feels. It's very restrictive sometimes.
Yeah. Because it is hard to understand from somebody. Because I always wondered if sometimes you think like, did I have it? You know, like, because I used to have that. I had the thing where I would think, if you think about breathing, like if I thought about it, I would be like, wait, how do I do this?
Yeah.
It's like I was overthinking it, you know?
Yeah, that happened
to me at a period of time there. If I thought about breathing, I would feel like I'm having a hard time breathing.
Yeah. Well,
and I thought that was asthma, but it ended up being just a mental block.
It's your head.
The doctor was like, stop thinking about it. Yeah, just do it. It's easier said than done, Doc. Yeah. By the way, I looked up on the screen. I think the place was Pinnacles. That was the name of the place that Jeff told us about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I know where that's at.
And he said it was on. Thanks for pulling that up. Franco's so good at that, man. Like you say something and it's on the screen.
Very fast.
Yeah. Thanks for pulling that up.
Hey, you're very welcome.
Anyway, asthma is an interesting topic. We've never talked about it on the show. We should.
Yeah, we should because it could be fatal.
Especially for kids and recognizing symptoms. Kids that have a hard time breathing when they're doing gymnastics or when they're in gym class or something.
Yeah, and I had quite a few growing up. Kids at that time, I did not have it. But my peers did.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In your 20s, you ended up with it.
Yeah, mid-20s.
Wow.
That was because I was a painter by occupation.
Oh, so that's what caused it.
Yeah.
And it stays with you.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, you could be like what they would call somewhat in remission. Mm-hmm. For many years, I never had any issues at all. I took food supplements, and there was this one supplement that just took it away. And for many, many years, I had nothing. But until recently, when, you know, I was sick last March, I had a reoccurrence of it. And that was due again because I was painting, spraying something, and I forgot to put my mask on.
Wow.
And I brought that on. So
I'd imagine working, if you're working around, like, a lot of, like, smoke or even, like, flour and, like, you know, bakers.
Things like particulates. Yeah, that can definitely do
where
it.
Where little, you know, grains of dust or something are getting into your breathing passageways.
Your bronchial tubes. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. You have anything else, Frank, or no?
Yeah, I have enough time for one more event.
All right, let's do it.
Going back to Santa Cruz. You know, we started off with Santa Cruz. Let's end off with Santa Cruz.
Especially the holiday weekend coming up.
You know, a lot of people are headed that way.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is for you folks.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. The last event I want to talk about is the Tri Yoga Level 1 Yoga Class. This is a weekly class going on until January 23rd, so the next one will be on September 5th at 9:30 a.m., pretty early, but it's really interesting. You can enjoy the wealth of Tri Yoga, and this is taught by Terry Richards. Payment is required. It's $15 drop-in, and this is happening at the Tri Yoga Center. That's on 708 Washington Street in Santa Cruz. If you want to learn more about the Tri Yoga, these yoga classes, and also about Tri Yoga Santa Cruz itself, you can go to this website, triyoga-santacruz.com. That's triyoga-santacruz.com.
Is it Tri, T-R-Y?
T-R-Y.
All right. Because level one yoga is for like beginners. If you ever go to, you want to go to a yoga class, but you don't have a lot of experience, and you go online to the website and you look at when they have classes, if they see anything above level one, I would hold off. Because level two is intermediate, sort of like you've been doing it and you're like, you know, you're in there. Level three is like you'll get knocked on your butt. But level one, I've been doing yoga on and off for a while because of my fiance is an instructor. Right. So I've learned a lot. I don't do it frequently enough to get to level two, but I can hang in a level two. It's, they expect that you're going to know a lot of the names of the moves and the different poses, right? Mm-hmm. So level one is perfect for somebody who's just trying. And I know we have a lot of our clients and listeners here at the station, I should say mostly a lot of our clients, will come in and we'll talk about it because they do a lot of yoga and meditation. Okay. And level one is a really good beginner course. So if somebody wants to learn, and this sounds like a great opportunity to get the basics down, because it's a useful tool not only as cardio for just strengthening and for mental
That's what I've heard,
you know, rejuvenation. It really does help.
It does.
And that's on Monday, which is great because Labor Day, if you're going to be in Santa Cruz, you don't want to drive home to especially around that time. You'll hit so much traffic.
Exactly.
So it gives you something to do if you want to learn some yoga. You're working on Labor Day, huh?
Yes.
I was going to ask you guys, you have any plans going for this weekend? What about you, Franco?
I have to see. I'm planning to work, though. I'm working on that. May get the day off, but we'll see.
I think we got a caller. Do we? Is it? You want to check it? Yeah. All right. Check it. Good idea.
Yep.
What do you? You said you're just working both days through all 3 days?
No. Saturday, I'm helping my sister move.
Oh, okay.
And Sunday,
it's the worst moving, right? It's the worst.
Well, typically, mostly boxes with her.
Okay, that's not bad. Moving is one of my least favorite things to do in the world.
Mine,
by the way, and it's right up there with dentist. Like, you know, going to, like, you have to do it. Like, if you need to get a root canal, it's not fun. Cleaning's such a fun. I love my dentist. I just when you have to get a root canal, you dread it. It's and I have to get one eventually. But I will say that, you know, moving is not fun, but it's rewarding when you finally finish and you're wrapping it up. It feels good. You feel like you've worked out.
Well, I feel real good about this move for her because she where she's working now, there's a lady that has a vacancy in her home. So
cool.
And it's on the Almaden way down at the end out in wine country. It's really cool.
Nice.
Very classy little house.
So that's Saturday, and then you're working on
and Sunday I don't know what, I'm probably nothing. And Monday I'm working out in Walnut Creek.
On Labor Day, huh?
Yeah.
You are physically doing labor on Labor Day.
Physically on Labor Day.
Personally, I haven't decided yet. I'm thinking of going to Gilroy Gardens. Taking a ride down. I say it's more if you have kids. I have kids.
Yeah, it's got a lot for kids.
But I've heard it's just beautiful.
And it is. I've never been there. I've been wanting to go there for years. I just never have.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of maybe hitting up there. I was actually thinking of Santa Cruz until somebody reminded me that the traffic is going to be...
It's going to be crazy.
Unless we left in the middle of the night.
Well, if you leave early in the morning, you know,
yeah, 6 a.m.
Yes.
Or they say if you leave, like, say, early evening and you're heading there. So, like, leaving on, say, Saturday night and then staying over so you can go to the beach on Sunday and
I don't know. I would even debate that one.
Really?
Sure, because people are still headed over the hill and they wait until after work on Saturday to go.
Yeah, it's definitely not a weekend to go if you don't want to be dealing with traffic.
Not unless you're already over the hump on Friday.
Yeah,
or you leave early.
So I'm trying to figure that out. Maybe it's a good hike or make
stop by and say hi. I live right there before you go over the hump.
I was going to say
right there in Los Gatos.
The nature walk. I might think of doing. You want me to stop by and say hi?
You could. You never have. You always procrastinate. I've never met your fiance.
There's a reason I avoid introducing her to you.
That's really sinful.
You'll probably ruin my whole thing.
Yeah. I wonder what you tell her.
The mystique. Yeah. Well, I tell her good things about you, but I'm afraid of what you might say to her that'll get me to. I have 1 month till I have her locked into this marriage. So I'm figuring I wait till then till I introduce you.
Ah, well, that's a thought.
So then it's like, there's no way out at that point. She can't leave. Anyway, last thoughts before we get out of here, my friends. Do you want to say anything, Larry? I know you have a lot of time to do it today, well over 30 seconds.
Franco, why don't you go before me?
Franco, any of your thoughts before?
No, I'm pretty much good to go. I mean, I mentioned all of the events. Just have yourself a great Labor Day weekend. And if you want to catch up on People Helping People, check out all the previous shows. You can go to peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com.
Good call. That's a good call. All our shows are up there. Franco does a great job making sure that's always updated.
He does, yes.
And go ahead, Larry.
So, you know, we know somebody that's actually out of work right now, right?
Yes.
And we can't mention any names, of course, that would work in HR. We could use somebody calling in if you have any availabilities in HR, whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Look at you doing the good deeds.
Well, if somebody needs help, that's cool. What the show is all about. Very awesome, so just call our studio or email us at what? Go ahead. You're the one that always gives it out.
It would be DaceyPeopleHelpingPeople@gmail.com.
There's
our
go.
Website. Our email. Thank you for being here today, Larry. It's good
to be
back.
Thank
in.
You guys.
We will
it's
be here
fun.
Next Tuesday.
Yes.
I guarantee
I
you.
Know I will.
And I look forward to that. And as Franco said, peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com is our website if you want to go check it out and listen to old shows. And otherwise, we'll see you next Tuesday at noon. Thanks for being here on People Helping People, Desi 1170 AM.